Barbecue is always a topic for discussion in Texas, and now a book has made the subject even hotter. It's titled The Prophets of Smoked Meat. It's by Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine, and it has made the reputation of a number of young barbecue chefs while upsetting some critics by leaving out a handful of longtime favorite spots. NPR's Wade Goodwin introduces us to an up-and-comer and the author who put that restaurant on the map.
If you're trying to find the Pecan Lodge Barbecue restaurant in Dallas for the first time, good luck. You'll drive up and down South Pearl Street, your GPS laughing at you. It's right here, you moron. But where? You roll down your window to ask a guy on the corner, and wham! The sweet smell of barbecue brisket fills your nostrils like smoke signals from heaven. The GPS was right. It's here, somewhere.
Three meat, brisket, pork ribs, and original sausage.
Order for KP.
Tucked inside Dallas Farmers Market Shed Number 2 is a sight that stops you in your tracks. A line of people winds around the front of the Pecan Lodge, down the side, around the back, and then out of sight. I mean, it's air conditioned in here, but are you kidding me?
How you doing?
Hi. Can I get the two meat and a side with the brisket, pulled pork, and mac and cheese?
Yes.
It's not even noon yet, but every table out front is filled with Pecan Lodge veterans, barbecue heaped on their plates, smirking at the gobsmacked newbies. First-timers are easily discernible by the stunned looks on their faces when they walk in and see the line. And get this, half the people standing in line are not even going to get barbecue. It's going to run out before they can order. A little after noon, owner and pit master Justin Fortin comes out, gauges the line, and then tapes a sign on the back of Sonny Kulavaleo, who can't see the cash register from where he's standing.
It says, "Hello, my name is Slim Pickings. If you're in line behind me, consider the Southern Fried Chicken. Barbecue provisions are low. Kindly pass the word."
When Justin Fortin and his wife Diane first opened Pecan Lodge 3 years ago, it was nothing like this.
In the beginning, you know, it was just the two of us and a couple of employees, and on Sundays we'd roll the TV out and watch the Cowboy game back here in the kitchen, and we had a sign that we'd set up on the counter that said "Ring the bell for service," so in case a customer came up, we wouldn't miss them.
But that was before the sage of Texas barbecue, Daniel Vaughn, rated the Fortin's restaurant as the fourth best barbecue joint in Texas in his book. Vaughn's ratings also appeared in the popular magazine Texas Monthly. Diane Fortin remembers the exact moment they heard they were number 4 on the list.
It was like winning the lottery. We just leapt in the air. We were screaming. There was champagne popping. We were throwing money at our staff and giving them champagne, and it was like crazy, crazy awesome joy.
Author Daniel Vaughn is not even from Texas. He's a transplant from Ohio. But after traveling more than 10,000 miles and eating at over 600 barbecue joints, few on the planet put such a wide variety of Texas barbecue to the test. Vaughn often traveled with a photographer, which would invariably attract the attention of the owner, who, upon finding out Vaughn's mission, would ask, "So, what do you think?"
"Well, if the barbecue's not any good and they ask what I think, I'll just find something that I liked about it, and I'll say, you know, the potato salad was really good, and leave it at that."
But, of course, some owners really did want to know. He recalls one joint in East Texas where the owner pressed him about the quality of the brisket.
"No, really, really, what do you think?" It's like, "Well, it was incredibly tough, actually. I could barely pull it apart. It just really wasn't that good at all." I'll be right back." And of course, he comes back out. He's got these little nuggets of brisket. They're nice and tender, really good. It's just like, "Well, why aren't you serving this to everybody? Why does it take like a special request to get your best stuff?"
Vaughn's motto is, "I eat the lousy barbecue so you won't have to." It's brisket that is the Pinot Noir of Texas barbecue. Yes, chicken and ribs and sausage and pork all have their important places. But if you want to be considered one of the great pit masters, your brisket is what gets you admitted or not into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's because it's so labor-intensive and so difficult to make tender, juicy brisket with just the right sublime smoky flavor.
The bottom line is, in barbecue, it's all about the brisket.
This little nugget of wisdom is Texas gospel. Pecan Lodge attracts some of the most knowledgeable customers in North Texas, like Dixon Wiles.
Look, anybody can do good pulled pork, and good ribs anybody can learn to do. But the real trick, and I've been working on this for 20 years myself, is cooking brisket and doing it right so that it doesn't dry out and that it turns out tender and that it's great.
This is why the restaurant owners are almost always the pit masters too. It takes Justin Fortin 15 hours on average to cook a brisket. This means he's up at 2 in the morning to make sure the pit fire is just right.
We're in the smokehouse right now, out behind the restaurant, and this is the second pit that we've had. This is Virgil.
A huge barrel-like barbecue pit holds dozens of briskets. It's stunning to think that all this meat will be gone in just a couple of hours. There's only lunch at Pecan Lodge.
There's nothing mechanical about it, no electricity. It's all manual. It's just basically the wood and the meat and the seasoning that we put on it, and that's pretty much it.
Before he became a pit master, Justin Fortin was a consultant at Accenture who regularly worked 60 hours a week. He says this is much harder. It's 130 degrees in the smokehouse in the summer, and he says he never gets enough sleep. And while he's ready for a bigger restaurant, he says there never will be more than one.
Why not have another one, or three, or five, or 10?
I don't think I could keep the quality the same.
But don't you want to be rich?
No. We decided long ago we didn't get in. This is it's the hardest work I've done for the least amount of money that I've ever made.
From Lockhart to Driftwood to Austin to Taylor, and now in Dallas too, a new generation of pit masters are making their mark. You can tell just how good they are by the length of the lines outside their barbecue joints. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.